Hello everyone, welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and sometimes mind-boggling side of tech available on the interwebs. I am your slightly heavier, slightly scruffier host, Ray McNeil, coming to you outdoors today because I figured we all have been in quarantine for I don't know how many weeks now. We all needed a breath of fresh air, and I thought I'd take the opportunity to show off one of the coolest spots of Phillip Island, and it's a little bit of a hidden spot too, even though it is right off of the main road. Let's go for a hike and we'll talk some tech as well. Coming up on the program today, we're going to talk the VanMoof S3 and X3 electric bikes. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 is getting a remaster and it's going to be hitting consoles this September. I'm so excited. And of course, we're going to wrap up today's program with your moment of joy. All that and a whole lot more coming up on today's edition of your weekly tech update. Next. Hi everyone. You know, Phillip Island, Australia is a pretty cool place. We don't have any major predators, which for in Australia is saying a lot. That means that small animals get to roam free like penguins, wallabies, and we have koalas on the island too. There's also many, many hiking trails that you got to check out. The one I'm at right now is called the Forest Caves. It starts at a car park way down below down there, and then you hike up the hillside, which when you crest over the top of the hill, you get this amazing view of the ocean from side to side, and it leads down to these amazing rock caves that you got to check out. We'll walk down there and have a look. Do have to mention, you have to do it during low tide, however. Otherwise, well, you might get in a little bit of trouble. Of course, we're here to talk about tech, and the first story we have on the roster today is VanMoof. If you don't remember them, well, they were an electric bike and quite a cool one, a new design that we had never seen before. And they are coming out with two new bikes, the S3 and the X3. They're refined versions of the S2 and X2 that we showed off here on the program not too long ago. It features an updated motor, hydraulic brakes, and a, familiar design if you saw the last show. If you're not familiar with VanMoof bikes, the company has been building electric bikes with some smart features such as anti-theft systems. There's an integrated motion detector combined with an alarm, a GPS chip, and cellular connectivity. If you declare your bike as stolen, the GPS and cellular chips go live, and you can track your bike in the VanMoof app. The company wants to control as much of the experience as possible, which means that it designs the bike in-house, sells it on its website, and its own stores. 80% of orders happen on the website, and VanMoof now has 9 stores around the world. The company has sold 120,000 bikes over the years. The S3 and X3 will still feature the iconic triangular-shaped, futuristic-looking frame. The electric motor has been updated. It's more powerful now, more responsive, quieter, and even smaller. You're not going to consistently switch from one gear to another, as there's an electric gear shifting system too. It has been updated from 2 gears to 4 gears. All you have to do is jump on the bike and start pedaling. A big improvement compared to the previous generation is that the S3 and X3 now feature hydraulic brake systems instead of a mechanical disc brake, and you'll find the good old boost button on the handlebar to get an extra burst of acceleration when you need it. When it comes to design, the saddle has been redesigned, the coating on the bike is now matte, and you'll see a lot of changes across the board. The only difference between the S3 and X3 is that the S3 is designed for taller people, while the X3 is designed for smaller people. Unfortunately, it looks like the battery is still not removable. The company is trying to control the supply chain as much as possible. It works with a small set of suppliers to manufacture manufacture custom components, and then tries to cut as many of the middle people out as possible to bring costs down. The Van Moof S3 and X3 cost $1,998, but the company could raise the introductory price in the future due to pressure on the supply chain. Elon Musk back in the news this week as well, not for any controversy, but his boring company. They finished excavating their second of two tunnels planned for the Las Vegas Strip. According to The Verge, the city's convention center, the LVCC, enlisted the company last year to develop the mile-long system, which could cost up to $52.5 million and is slated for completion in January of 2021. It'll be the Boring Company's first foray into commercial transit. The project, officially called the Convention Center Loop, will ferry people around underneath the venue via Tesla's autonomous electric vehicles. It's designed to move more than 4,000 people per hour across the facility, turning what is at least a 15-minute walk into a quick hop of less than 2 minutes. A future expansion linking the Strip, McCarran International Airport, and Las Vegas Stadium is also in the cards, although a roadmap for that is yet to be announced. Now the first two tunnels are completed. The first was finished back in February. The Verge reports that the company will start working on above-ground passenger stations at either end of the tunnels, plus a third underground station in the middle of the loop. Assuming all goes according to plan, both the Boring Company's progress and the wider challenge of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, the system should be open by the time the next CES hits. That's in January of next year. That, of course, will bring welcome relief to many convention goers that usually spend hours traversing the center on foot. Finally made it down to the beach here at the Forest Caves. The beach at low tide is massive. When the tide is high, it goes up almost all the way to the hillside here. But during low tide, we get lots and lots of real estate, as you can see. The caves are right behind me here in these rocks, so we're walking in that direction. And I'll show you more of the beach as we go. And of course, we'll talk about our next tech story, which is House Party. They have done something absolutely amazing in the realm of video conferencing over this past weekend. And I really hope that they're going to continue the trend. I got in on one of them, only one out of 40, but it was quite a bit of fun. House Party is a video chat app that's seen a huge surge in growth during this pandemic and recently has enabled you to co-watch live videos. And how they are putting this on is by releasing a live event, 3-day event. It was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that featured 40 different celebrities singing, dancing, talking, doing many different things, all within a live stream on the House Party video chat app. What that meant is that you can get together with your friends during a video chat and then chime in to their live broadcast and watch the entire thing all together with many friends and family members. It's a great idea, and the amount of people that they have got to participate in this is crazy. It featured Alicia Keys, DaBaby, Bad Bunny, Jose Andres, Christina Tosi, a workout with Cam Newton and Terry Crews, a dance with Derek Ho and Addison Rae, new additions who were just put on the roster right before the event went live were Katy Perry, John Legend, David Blaine, Lindsay Harold, Gabby Butler, Snoop Dogg, and many more, including Zoe Deschanel, Keegan-Michael Key, Chef Mike, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Craig Robinson, and Neil Patrick Harris, as well as many, many others. And in my opinion, it was a great way to bring a video chat app into the mainstream to get more viewers in this time of quarantine when everybody's looking for that best video chat app and the most secure one. Yes, I am talking about YouZoom. You'll see a TV icon appear when there is a new stream to watch on the House Party app. This live co-watching experience is made possible thanks to House Party's newly launched video player. The player is designed to sit on your screen but not cover up your friends' faces, allowing you all to watch and chat at the same time. When the live show is over, it will only re-air once, exactly 12 hours after the original showtime. Then, it's gone forever. House Party Soft launched the video player last week when it hosted a virtual prom experience with D-Nice, but that was more of a test run ahead of this much larger and longer live event. Watching videos together is an activity that's been booming during quarantine as friends binge Netflix together through extensions like Netflix Party or join Twitch watch parties. Shared experiences like tuning into virtual concerts or DJ sets on Instagram Live are popular too. If only Google hadn't shut down its experimental uptime app for YouTube co-viewing. That was a little while ago now. Now, by focusing on co-watching within group video chats, House Party is in closer competition with Instagram, which just this March introduced co-watching of feed photos and videos on Instagram, which I actually haven't checked out yet. I'll have to take a look. But House Party is offering planned and scheduled experiences, allowing users to coordinate when they'll join each other within the app and then what they will watch at that time, instead of leaving it up to just chance. Closer and closer we get to the caves here at the Forest Caves on Phillip Island. The walk is beautiful, the sun is shining today. It's about 75 degrees, and of course here on this side of the world, we are steadily going into winter. So it's just gonna get colder and colder as the days drag on. But today, absolutely a beautiful day. We'll get to the caves here in just a bit. Right now, talking about Facebook, and they are also challenging Zoom for video chat dominance. The social network introduced Messenger Rooms recently. It's a major shakeup to the group video calling feature that makes Facebook's chat app much, much more competitive with Zoom. With Messenger Rooms, Facebook's users can host group calls of up to 50 people that anyone can join. Instead of inviting people individually, Facebook users can post links in their news feed or in groups or even event pages. And unlike Messenger's existing video chat features, participants don't actually have to have the Messenger app or even a Facebook account to join a room. When a room is created, anyone can join via their browser, though hosts can opt to lock rooms to new guests to prevent party crashers. There are other Zoom-like features too. Messenger Rooms will have immersive 360-degree backgrounds that transport you to beautiful and iconic spaces, from the beach to a luxe apartment on the water, along with 14 new camera filters that offer ambient lighting to brighten your space and your face. Facebook also notes that there are no time limits for video chat sessions, which can be scheduled in advance. Messenger Rooms is starting to roll out now and will be live in the US in the coming weeks. The update comes as Facebook says it's seen a massive surge in calling across its chat apps, with more than 700 million people making calls on Messenger and WhatsApp every day. And on WhatsApp, Facebook is also increasing the number of people who can join a call, doubling it from 4 to 8. That update is launching next week. Facebook also announced that it's integrating Messenger's video calling into Facebook Dating, so users can participate in virtual dates now while they can't plan in real-life get-togethers. The update will be available in the coming months. Along with those video chats, Facebook avatars are finally available in the US starting last week. Users can design digital recreations of themselves and post them in comments and Messenger chats. These caricatures are similar to Snap's Bitmoji app, but have their own distinct look. The US rollout of Facebook avatars, which comes nearly a year after the initial launch, coincides with the release of new clothing, hair, and skin tone options. To design an avatar, Facebook or Messenger users can find the new Make Your Avatar option within the Stickers menu in the Comment Composer. While avatars currently can only be used in comments, chat, and Facebook gaming profiles, the company says that the text posts will eventually support them as well. The wider rollout of Facebook avatars indicates that the company is at least somewhat serious about matching the offerings of Snap and Apple, which released its own take on custom emojis called Memoji back in 2018. Given the ubiquity of Snap's Bitmojis, Facebook's avatars could catch on. Hopefully, users will be able to post them in more situations shortly. I'll keep you updated here on your weekly tech update. Closer and closer we get to the cave system here at the Forest Caves on Phillip Island. And the water is starting to come up a little more and a little more, so I'm hoping it's going to be safe enough to get inside. If not, well, there's a hole in the top. We can kind of peer inside and have a quick look. So we'll get there in just a moment. Continuing on with more awesome tech news in the world of gaming. I've been waiting for this one for a while. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 is getting a remaster, and it's going to be coming to consoles this September. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 will be released on PlayStation 4, Windows PC, and the Xbox One, coming up September 4th, to be specific. Vicarious Visions, which remastered the first three Crash Bandicoot games for the 2017 Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, is developing the new Tony Hawk collection. The remastered collection will include the original levels, pro skaters, and tricks from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater and Pro Skater 2, as well as tricks from later games, which is awesome, like the revert lip tricks and wall plant. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 is priced at $39.99, and a digital deluxe version with unique content, they say, and in-game gear costs $49.99. They're also going to have a collector's version, which is going to be $99.99 US, and will include a limited edition birdhouse deck as well. Those who pre-order a digital copy of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 will receive access to a playable demo featuring the original game's warehouse level ahead of the game's launch in September, which is, if you remember, if you're old enough to remember, that's exactly what we got when the original game came to be. We got a demo disc only featuring one level, I believe. Maybe it was two, but it definitely had the warehouse on it, and I can't tell you how many hours I spent on that level before the actual game was released. All right, so we have made it to the cave system here on Phillip Island. It's called the Forest Caves. It's a beautiful beach walk. And then, of course, these rocks that actually have a cave system built into them from the ocean working away at them for many, many years. I'm going to switch the camera over here, and we'll do a little exploring here on the island. So we have these amazing rock pools here that you can walk out on and check out. So as we walk around here, you can start to see one of the cave entrances on the side of the rock face here. As a wave comes up, so we'll get to see how high the water will go. So you go to the backside, and you can see that now it's a gradual slope up the rock face, and we can climb up to get to the other side. So let's go ahead and do that. Then you're able to walk up and over and get this view. If it wasn't for the rising tides and, you know, the fear of death if you were to build a house here, how awesome would it be to have the back deck of your house in this location right here? Can walk over the side here and take a peek at the entrance to the cave system. So I was just talking to somebody. I thought maybe I got here a bit too late, but that is not the case. They said that the water level has not been going down enough to actually get into the cave without swimwear, at least. So this is actually the lowest tide. It's about 12:45 right now on a Sunday, and the water is still quite a bit too high to get into the cave entrance there. There's one there that you can see. There is also another little area here that you're able to walk through. And we're going to go up onto that other platform over there. And we will try to get a peek inside of one of the caves as well. Over there's another entrance. And here you go. The water has been coming into this little area for so long, it's actually dug a tunnel underneath and left a bridge up above that you can walk over. Now, somewhere up here, I know we can walk, and there is a hole that shows us inside of the cave system. Wow, look at that wave. I'm not a surfer, but living on the island definitely makes me consider giving it a try. I'm not going to, but it makes me consider it. All right, right over here, we've got the edge of the rock face down into the ocean. And here is our cave entrance. Usually on low tide, you're able to walk through there. Obviously, as you can see, that is not an option right now. But we can get a glimpse of what it looks like inside here. They have a blowhole over here. And on low tide, you're able to see inside the caves. Let's go check it out. There you go. So you can see it's dry inside the cave right now. Not sure how much of this is going to be coming across on video, considering how light it is outside and how dark it is inside the cave. But you'll be able to see, yep, one of the exit points right over here and where the water comes in. And you can see how much water is blocking our way down there. But an awesome cave system and such a cool place to come and explore, especially if you're a little kid like my daughter who's 8, or, you know, myself who's 40. But I do really wish all of you would come down and at least check it out at one point in your life. Now that I've been here, I must say, in addition to all of the other landmarks of the world and major countries in the world that you must go visit, Australia needs to be one of them as well. Thank you so much for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we should feature on the program, send me an email, djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update, and check out the podcast, audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audioburst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Be safe and stay healthy, everyone. And now, here's your moment of joy.